Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is, you guessed it, the Steve Gerber Show for Monday, April 8th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a huge win for Texas Tech and the Red Raiders Saturday, knocking out Michigan State and the Spartans. The latest victim to fall to the third seed, but both towns reacted about the same. Chaos and near rioting in Lubbock and in East Lansing. I find it a bit shameful. Two, a Ukrainian prosecutor is wondering why no one in the United States wants his evidence of direct interference by his country on behalf of Democrats in the 2016 election. In fact, he says the ambassador is blocking all the information. And number one, as the illegals are overrunning the southern border, the president accepts the resignation of Kirstjen Nielsen and names her acting replacement, and everyone is picking sides. What may surprise you today is Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders says open borders are a bad idea. That's right, Bernie says open borders are a bad idea. And yes, from now on, by the way, I'm going to be calling him the front runner until he's not. Joe Biden's not in the race. You know, the snifter, the sniffer, he's not in the race right now. So until we get there, Bernie Sanders is the front runner, and Bernie Sanders says we should not have open borders. Let me get to that in a moment, but first let me tell you some related information. Donald Trump's approval rating spiking to 51% now. This in the wake of everything that's going on at the border. 51%, according to Rasmussen, that's the best number he's had in quite some time. It's a nice little jump for him. 47% disapprove, but there you go. The president doing better than he has in a while, and much of this comes in the wake of, obviously, the end of the Mueller report, finding no collusion, no obstruction. But then more importantly, the focus, the laser focus being on the southern border, where we all know there's a problem. Everybody knows it. Whether or not anyone can admit it doesn't matter. We all know that it's a problem, and that's where we are. Meanwhile, Wall Street, 70% of those on Wall Street believe Trump will be reelected. That's what's reflected in the daily happenings on the markets as you watch things come and ebb and flow. A new poll of Wall Street insiders shows that the vast majority expect Trump to win re-election in 2020. But there's still some nervousness around the event, said Lori Cavalcina, RBC's head of U.S. equity strategy, reporting to clients. 67% of our March 2019 survey respondents believe that Joe Biden is seen as the most acceptable Democratic candidate by the stock market for the White House. No other candidate got any significant votes. So we'll keep an eye on what all of that means to the numbers of the president going forward. 51% approval rating. Let me tell you something. I will say this. If the Democrats were smart, they would make room for a Howard Schultz in their party under their tent. Having reflected on Howard Schultz's performance on that town hall meeting with Fox, he is the kind of Democrat that could actually get elected, if not for his far-left views on gun control, which includes eliminating all sorts of guns and confiscation. If not for that outlier of a position, he might have a shot at this thing because he believes in national security. He believes in border security. And he's much more moderate than most. He's not a crazy radical leftist like the rest of them. He would have a shot at winning a lot of votes, but he can't make it through the primary season, but I digress. The big news overnight, Kirstjen Nielsen resigns from the Department of Homeland Security, and Kevin McAleenan will replace Nielsen as DHS secretary, at least as an interim period. President Trump announcing yesterday that Kirstjen Nielsen will be leaving her position after 16 months in the job, a tumultuous run by any measure. We've been told previously she might step down and leave, but she has not until this time. Kevin McAleenan's been around since 2001 in the department. He will be the acting secretary, and I have confidence Kevin will do a great job, said the president. Nielsen met with Trump at the White House Sunday amid an ongoing influx of migrants to the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, keep in mind, McAleenan worked in the Obama administration, worked well into that scenario. He's also been the one out front recently saying, we have a crisis. We are at the breaking point. You've seen him on television. You've heard him on this program. Kirstjen Nielsen in recent days taking to social media to say that Congress must give border immigration officials the tools and resources needed to fulfill our humanitarian and security mission. She was in El Paso Wednesday, marking her first stop on a border tour aimed at assessing the surge of migrants and the department's response. Our system and our facilities were never structured to withstand the current influx of immigrants, she said. She was nominated back in October 2017, replacing her former boss, John Kelly, who Trump named as White House Chief of Staff earlier. She was confirmed by the Senate in December of that year. Trump nominated McAleenan as CBP Commissioner on the first day of his presidency, but McAleenan has not been confirmed by the Senate. He wasn't confirmed until March of 2018. This is the big drag. This is part of what Mitch McConnell is bringing an end to. But this guy is considered much more hard-nosed, a seasoned veteran, a guy who has been to the border many times, who's been on this duty for almost two decades, gets what's going on, thinks he has an idea on how to put it together and fix it, right? So these are all important considerations as you look at what's happening on the southern border. By the way, I was shocked when I heard this next comment, and I wanted to share it with you because it shocked the people in the audience as well. At a Bernie Sanders event, Bernie Sanders was at an event and asked about, you know, his open borders policy. He said, whoa, I don't have any open borders policy. I don't believe that is right or correct or the right thing to do. And I was a little bit shocked to hear because I thought he was also under the open border, surrender America now mentality. Apparently not. Bernie Sanders, of course, the front runner to be Democratic nominee for president. I want you to hear this. It's bite number 7 from Bernie Sanders. Bite 7, go.
How would you deal with the social services connected with opening the borders, such as health care, medical care, and...
Who do you think is suggesting opening the borders?
Well, that you're an activist for opening for...
No, I'm not. I'm afraid you may be getting your information wrong. That is not my view.
Okay, I apologize. Thank you. Okay.
I think what we need is comprehensive immigration reform. That is not simply... You're quite right. If your point is you open the borders, my God, you know, there's a lot of poverty in this world. And you're going to have people from all over the world. And I don't think that's something that we can do at this point. Can't do it. So that is not my position.
Can't do it. No, it's not. You can't do it because you get flooded with poverty from all over the world. Wow. Even Bernie Sanders gets that open borders is a moronic position. And I can't wait. I am so looking forward to Big Bad Beto meeting seasoned veteran Bernie Sanders. The front runner meets the upstart. And if Joe Biden jumps in, well, that'll be fun too. But, you know, let's be honest. Bernie Sanders, and I was surprised. I assumed, and I made the wrong assumption myself, that Bernie Sanders was part of that same deal. He's not. The socialist, the guy that celebrates Russia and all its greatness and whatever, believes in security and control. Now, that does make sense now that you put it that way, doesn't it? He believes in security and control. A lot of control, by the way, and that includes the borders as well, apparently. All right, getting launched on a Monday into this big week ahead, Congressman Bob Barr on the way, former congressman from Georgia, here to talk about all sorts of things, including red flag laws and the problems at the border. So much to discuss here today. Glad to have you along for it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Get some coffee, get ready, and don't forget to keep that pencil sharp. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine water logo.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.